Session number 21026, Rule 4.
Les Bryan, Rule 4.
So if the shell landed nearby, it would still get you because it would take your backside off. And you wouldn't feel much about it. But I've been very fortunate over the years. I've seen so much suffering in hospitals. After the war, when I was in Dunsinane Hospital, I saw some of the dam busters, pilots, and they were like vegetables. You know, they couldn't speak, they're slabbering, they're just strapped into chairs, and horrific burns. So, and you meet all sorts. I met one bedmate, was a chap that had had both his legs blown off by a landmine, and he was a prisoner of the Japanese. And I, in my state, the way I was, I would get into a wheelchair with a tray where you put your feet in, and I used to take the tea round to do something with my life, you know, help others. And this chap, I said, "Can I help you?" Oh, dear me. He turned on me and said, "I'll look after myself." And choice words, I said, "Righto. I've offered and that's it." But apparently, he used to have a rope round his neck, leading the blind chaps in their prisoner of war camp, the Japanese, you know, and he'd really gone through it, you know. It was terrible what they, one of his friends, he'd had about 40 bayonet wounds in his back. They were just using him as target practice. Types like that I met, you know. And I thought to myself, well, I've got nothing wrong with me. I've seen nothing, not comparing with those boys. But they were all heroes. I mean, those that, all the dead ones, they certainly were heroes. But it used to upset me. I took my friend over to Morville in France, no, Belgium, beg your pardon, near Poperinge. He was taken prisoner there, and he wanted to see the grave of his number two machine gunner who had fallen there. And looking at the place, it seemed as though there'd never been a war, but it upset me to see the ages of the white tombstones, rows upon rows, 18, 19, 18, artillery, navy, the air force, and that did upset me. It upsets me if I see on the television. Now, Omaha Beach, I forced myself to watch that the other night, and those lads never stood a chance. Just young lads. But that was the price we had to pay for freedom, I'm afraid.
How do you feel now about having served with the North Staffordshires in the Second World War?
Well, very proud for what I did. As I said, I was no hero, but I did my job. And I seem to recall, I said to an officer when I was wounded, I said, "I'm sorry, sir, I've done my best." And that was it, you know.
What rank did you finish up with?
I was still a Bookshire private. Yes, private, yeah.